like your style, dude.
Dr. Groove on Radioactive International.
You are listening to Dr. Groove on the wireless.
All right, DJ, put the needle on the record.
Au quartier latin, ce fut la journée la plus longue. Après plusieurs autres villes aussi différentes que Rome, Berlin, Ouest ou Varsovie, l'agitation étudiante s'est manifestée à Paris. Poussée de fièvre a surpris par son ampleur et le degré de sa violence. Une violence qu'on n'avait pas connue ici depuis longtemps.
Hello and welcome to Groove on the Wireless. Me, your host, Dr. Groove, is back on the air after a little break due to commitments in terms of, I almost was committed, but it was in relation to handing in a research proposal or project with college. Aren't you a little old for that? My mother often says to me. Anyway, we started the show with some footage from May 1968, which was quite a revolutionary situation in Paris. And recently, I actually was at a friend of mine's father's funeral because he met the love of his life in May in 68 in Paris, when you had a city in revolution and a country almost in revolution as well in relation to it. I wrote about that quite a long time ago, so there's bits around it, but basically it's all around the movement, red and black flags draping the Arc de Triomphe, and the riot that took place around Nanterre and also Nantes, and also within the actual streets of Paris and the paving stones. And as I look out from my little studio here, I kind of wonder what exactly we're all at as the revelations continue to come out from government buildings, and the Dáil and the Minister for Justice continues to say that he's going to set up an inquiry about this and an inquiry about that, and we're relatively well aware about the state of corruption within, say, the security forces, or the Gardaí as they're called, and yet nothing happens. So I kind of wondering, at what stage are we going to get to that stage that they got to in Paris? That's also the reason why we followed that up with some Christopher O'Reilly, who was doing a cover version of Fake Plastic Trees by Radiohead. And that was kind of a slow introduction. And then we came straight into the Rolling Stones with Street Fighting Man, which was released in the summer of 68. And probably the reason why I've always been more of a Stones person, a Stones fan, than the hippie sort of go off to India types that the Beatles kind of became at that stage. I always thought the Stones had the edge in terms of that. And then I decided that the next piece of music would be something that, what would you play if you were actually going to use a soundtrack for an uprising now? And so that's a more recent piece of music by Max Cooper, and I think it's called Seething, which is a pretty accurate description, I think, of how a lot of people are feeling about things in Ireland in 2014. Anyway, let's not get too philosophical. Let's go on with some interesting music. I had the privilege of seeing this guy, the drummer from Cannes. His name is Jackie Leibsit. And together with him and Holger Kulzak, I'm sorry for any German speakers out there, because of the butchery of those names, but that was an amazing rhythm section, and they had a kind of motorized beat that went through the music and really drove it on. Luckily enough, Jackie was back with his band Drums of Chaos, and also with Bernd Friedman, and I saw them in the Grand Social there not so long ago, and it was a great gig. So I wanted to get a little bit of Drums of Chaos for you, and so that's what the next track is. Hope you enjoy it. You're listening to Groove on the Wireless here on Radioactive International.
Thank you. go go unless you tell him to go.
Zombie,
zombie, no go stop unless you tell him to stop.
Zombie,
zombie, no go turn unless you tell him to turn.
Zombie,
zombie, no go think unless you tell him to think.
Zombie,
zombie, oh zombie,
zombie, oh zombie,
zombie, oh zombie,
zombie,
zombie, no go go unless you tell him to go.
Zombie,
zombie, no go stop unless you tell him to stop.
Zombie,
no go turn unless you tell him to turn.
Zombie,
zombie, no go think unless you tell him to think.
Zombie,
zombie, oh zombie,
zombie, oh zombie,
zombie, oh zombie,
zombie, oh zombie.
Tell him to go straight, na joro jara joro. No break, no jam, no sense, na joro jara joro. Tell him to go kill, na joro jara joro. No break, no jam, no sense, na joro jara joro. Tell him to go quench, na joro jara joro. No break, no jam, no sense, na joro jara joro. Go and kill,
joro jara joro.
Go and die,
joro jara joro.
Go and quench,
joro jara joro.
Put up all the verse,
joro jara joro.
Go and quench,
joro jara joro.
Go and kill,
joro jara joro.
Go and die,
joro jara joro.
Put up all the verse,
joro jara joro.
Go and die,
joro jara joro.
Go and quench,
joro jara joro.
Go and kill. Joro jara joro, zombie when I want way. Joro jara joro, zombie when I want way. Joro jara joro.
Tucci and what he was getting up to in 1970s Nigeria is quite amazing. And recently I was at a conference where I heard first person testimony from a gentleman who was acting as a lawyer during the time of the military dictatorship there in Nigeria. And it's a scary thing to go up against something like that. But Fela was actually running his own compound, I think, in Lagos at the time. So that story is covered in Beware of Mr. Baker. So that's a documentary I'd recommend that you listen to or look out for. And I played that. I'm going to send it out to Gardy Zombie. Pretty similar. So we'll continue on with something else here on Groove in the Wireless, show number 68. As soon as I find what that something else is, I think it's going to be Bolts, which is this producer who takes old soul music and makes it new. Not that there's anything wrong with soul to begin with. And just also reminding you that next weekend, which will be, there'll be one more show before that, but the Anarchist Book Fair is taking place in Liberty Hall, so try and make it along to that. The posters are pictures of sheep who have escaped the box, and the idea is to think outside of the box. So you'll hopefully be seeing those as they go up around the city in the next week or so. And there's an amazing array of speakers, people with ideas, people who are actively involved in campaigns. And Selma James is one of those, along with a lot of other people. So I hope you can make it along to that. And that's in Liberty Hall on the 12th of April, starting at 10 o'clock. And going straight through till 6. So books, stalls, information, meetings, like-minded people, come along and see what the movement is about and get involved. Okay, that's my little ministry for information speech over with. And now on with some Bolts, I hope.
Thank you.
So we're getting close to the end of the show. That last track was by none other than Radioactive Man, who I had the privilege of seeing in a field in Roscommon when it was raining and cows were sinking into the ground around me. He was still amazing. So I don't want to digress. Before that we had, I think we had Fela Kuti in there. We had Bolts. We started with Bolts. And we had, oh yeah, the Parasax mix by A Fight the Power. So I'm not going to keep rattling on. If you like the show, like it. It's on Facebook. Dr. Groove is on Facebook. Like that. Sign up, subscribe, do all the other things. I'm going to leave you with this song by Chimes and Bells, and it's called The Mole. Hope you enjoy it. And we'll do show next week. So, normal service is resumed. All right, take care. See ya. Bye. We'll be right back.
You said you wanted to go home.